Originally published on February 5, 2015. Prayers stop one from sins. What encompasses Zikr Allah, remembrance? We Muslims repeatedly use this word, Aqamata Salah, in everyday life. I would, therefore, try to explain, in the light of Quran and Sunnah, what it really means. In the second line of the caption, there are two additional concepts/questions, which emerge as an organic or logical consequence of prayer. These would also be explained to make the concept of the establishment of prayer comprehensively understood and beneficial. These explanations would also clear some misconceptions developed by repeatedly reading some parts of the text of the Holy Quran, which, though with accurate translation, do not convey a full understanding due to fragmentation. Thus misconception/wrong understanding gets developed. Such as, prayer stops one from sins. Establishing the prayer. By employing all manners and mores, inwardly and outwardly, exactly the way Prophet did. Isolating one from all worldly thoughts and affairs while standing before Allah, SWT, in perfect veneration, nothing in between the one praying and his/her Lord, addressing him directly, without any medium. Outwardly mores, cleanliness of body, clothes, place of offering the prayer and in congregation. Inwardly mores, standing in fear of Allah, with humility in a manner as if begging him. Those who establish prayers in this fashion, Allah, may grace them with treading the right path. Prayers performed without full etiquette observed would, according to juristic rulings, be considered permissible but short of being established. The blessings, therefore, would also be reduced proportionately or may even be lost completely. Question: what if someone, despite praying accordingly, may not tread the right path? In this regard, there are two ahadith and one saying of Ibn Abbas, R.A., which are elucidations of Surah Al-Ankabut, verse 45 of Quran, Innas Salata Tanha Anil Fushi Wal Munkar. Prophet, PBUH, in Hadith 1 said, if prayer does not stop one from sins, his prayer is nothing. In Hadith number 2 said, it is the obedience, devoted performance, of the prayer which keeps one from sins. In saying 3, Ibn Abbas, R.A., said, if one's prayer does not stop from sins would push him rather farther from Allah. These explanations point to the fact that prayers offered have a flaws, for not being effective, which need to be addressed. All requisite conditions must be fulfilled for one to reap the benefits. Prayer does forbid committing sins and shamelessness, but people do not take up the advice earnestly, hence the prayer remains from being properly established. Best described in a hadith. When the sweetness of iman gets settled in one's heart, then all parts of his body start relishing its taste in the acts of worship. The Quran and Ahadith, in a similar way, forbid one from sins and shamelessness, yet everyone does not take the advice earnestly, therefore, continues committing sins. The reason for this anomaly is that the verse cited above is not of an injunctive but of an advisory character. Therefore, for Quran, Ahadith, and prayer to be effective, not only do the required conditions have to be met, but also with the grace and the will of Allah, one may get rid of sins and shamelessness. Insha'Allah. Zikr, remembrance, of Allah. Verse number 45 also reads, Wala zikrullahu akbaru walahu yalamu ma tasnaun? It means, and indeed remembrance of Allah is the greatest, and Allah knows what you do. It could also be said that remembrance, including prayers, is the greatest. Another sense may also prevail, as elucidated in another verse 2-152, Fazkurunias kirkum, which means, remember me, I will remember you, a huge favor by Allah, witnessed by angels. In the light of the above verses, it can safely be deduced that abstinence from sins and shamelessness, as a consequence of prayers or otherwise remembrance while complying with the inwardly and outwardly mores and manners, is yet contingent upon the will and grace along with auspiciousness, a huge favor showered, of Allah. To sum up, there are three constituents of a perfectly established, fully beneficial prayer. 1. Compliance with inwardly and outwardly mores and manners. 2. Grace and will of Allah. 3. Allah remembering you. Humility, here tantamount to, khushu and kuzu, which are important constituents desired in any ibadah, but, are not mandatory. For the simple reason that these are beyond human control and, like guidance and admittance into paradise, are also dependent on His absolute will and grace, so could be granted to whomsoever He may. Addendum. Prayer can be offered as due on time, Ada. Given the legitimate compulsions, one can perform Zuhr and Asar, Maghrib, and Isha together. Even in reverse order, these would be considered Ada prayers, as offered on due on time. When you feel composed, at peace slash contented, then keep up the prayer. Surely the prayer has been a timed prescription, literally, book, for the believers. Q 4-103. One can shorten slash curtail either of the prayers in case of a time-related emergency, except Fajr, to 2 raka. Qasar slash Jama. If one gets overwhelmed by the urgency of circumstances, such as sleep, forgetfulness, duress, etc., one should offer the missed prayer immediately or at the first available chance. In this case, any of the above prayers offered will not be qaza but ada, as offered on due time. H. 1. If and when compelled slash in danger, can offer the prayer even while walking, riding an animal or a vehicle. In an emergency, one may say his prayers while walking or riding, Q 2-239. Neglect or sin is committed when one is awake, in his senses, and free to act of his own volition. Not when sleeping, out of senses, mistaken due to wrong understanding, or under duress. 1. Restrain from offering his daily prayers, due to genuine impediments slash circumstances, may offer his prayers together before the upcoming Fajr time for the next day. One would have performed, discharged the obligation of, his mandatory daily 5 prayers in the broader sense of the time frame, of 5 mandatory daily prayers. Wasting slash defaulting the prayer. In the exegeses of verse 1959, exegetes have tried to stretch the word slash views of several companions, without any acceptable authority or apparent logical reasoning, to fit their own, making the prayers performed after the time is wasted slash lost. In my humble understanding, it contradicts the Sunnah and Hadith. Prophet mixed Zuhr and Asar, Maghrib and Aisha, which discounts the above offered exegetical view. Quoted hereunder is an abridged hadith also to highlight the point. Hadith narrated by Abu Masud Ansari, quoted in Tirmidhi. A prayer is lost when akama slash qiyam, standing upright, is not observed, before and after the ruku bowing down and sujda prostration and sitting properly and adequately in between the sujo prostrations. Improper ablution may also nullify one's prayer. May Allah forgive me for any shortcomings or lapses. Comment slash like slash share slash follow and subscribe. Shakir Mumtaz. Author, thinker, analyst.